God makes a way. Bible thought. But the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. That day the Lord saved Israel. Exodus chapter 14, verse 29 through 30. It is one of the most dramatic moments in the human story, fixed for many of us in our minds by Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments. A slave people, on the way to being a great nation, are being pursued by the very captors who so long held them in subjugation. Egypt's Pharaoh, it seems, has changed his mind and has sent his chariots to enslave the Israelites again. Just when it appears that all is lost, that there is nowhere to turn, God makes a way. The waters of the Red Sea part, and God makes a way for his people where there was no way before. This familiar scene reminds us that God's deliverance of us is an ongoing process. Just when we think we are free and clear, we realize that captors never let go easily, and that we must put our trust in God again and again. The ultimate deliverance, Jesus' deliverance of us from our sin and from our death, is fully accomplished, complete. In and through him, we are set free. Romans 8, 1 and 2. But as the struggle with the enemy goes on, we must turn again in obedient faith to the steadfast deliverer, whose mercies never come to an end. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, we look to you for all that we need most, your holy truth, your steadfast love, your gracious salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Ken Durham, Agoura Hills, California.